Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. It's Metric Monday here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. I'm dragging, but we're working on it. A long weekend. A lot of stuff started, not finished. Classic hoarder. At least I'm helping my son get out of his ordering thing for baseball cards. Clear his room so we can do stuff, but then it's all coming into my office, which is not fun. So I have to get rid of all that stuff too. Hey, today I want to talk about a basic hoarding test. I showed this picture. Kind of talk about this picture a little bit. Age and numbers and counts. And from our last, last week's episode where I talked about a confessions of a hoarder, where I'm a hoarder. I do agree. I hoarder to a point. And I'm always working on decluttering, de-hoarding. It's a nonstop. Hi, Bubbles. Are you on here in the show? Are you coming on board? Do you need to go to the microphone? Do you have something to say? What do you want to do? What? I don't know what you want. She's here. There's a tail. Can you see it? Ooh, little tail. I got both of them here, by the way. I got Jerry. Bubbles, what are you doing to Jerry? Poor Jerry. Poor Jerry's like, I was here quiet, and then the cat comes. Anyway, we're distracted. Well, by the way, see all the episodes from, I got more episodes coming from the Tales of Bubbles, the calico cat from our GPT experiment. Anyway, we're off topic here, Bubbles. You distracted me. She wanted my attention. Ow. And of course, she's calling me. Anyway, so talk about, we haven't even done the intro. Well, I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master and Azure Coach, and this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so we can bring value to customer without working extra hard and have a little fun along the way. Apparently, I'm having a little bit of fun here because I got all the critters giving me attention because our mom's out of town. So anyway, so today we're talking about hoarding metrics, right? Because last week, I talked about that show, and now we got a bubble cat. Jerry's definitely a hoarder, by the way. He hoards his toys. What kind of simple metric can you see use if you're a hoarder? And I've used this in many ways, and I'll do another metric because it made me think of a different metric that I'll do on next week's episode. But today, I just want to talk about just taking a look at, because I'm actually doing it now, of the backlog and the age of items in the backlog that are not in a done state, okay? That be another issue, cleaning out issues and tickets and all that stuff that haven't, are in a done state, but maybe not completely in a done state, or some stuff that just, you need to go back in the backlog and clean up every so often. And this is something we need to do. We go back and forth in this hoarder state. We'll build up some stuff. You got to tear it down. You got to clean it. And you got to constantly flush out the system of junk, really. I mean, that's the truth, right? So one of the easy ones, metrics I do is I do an age and count. Now, a lot of the systems kind of do it. They don't do it. They don't give it to you. So it's just as easy to export everything that's not in a done state into a spreadsheet. And then just do some calcs to see whether, you know, between today and when the date it was created, date created is the important, not date started work, but the date created, and see what the time difference is, right? And then you can create a histogram in your spreadsheet with that data and kind of get a look at it. Now, it may look like this, right? It may look like, I mean, if you're really good, it should kind of look like, let's do this. It should look like it's coming down and end early. But a lot of these things have these spikes. Maybe there's a big project. People didn't close out stuff. And it just comes down way out in the distance, like years. I'm going to talk about years because I've seen this in many companies where stuff's been sitting there for years out there and the thing. And when you do this metric, you want to do it every so often. You want to revisit maybe like once a month. Let me get a black pen. It's better. Maybe once a month. Once per month. Because be honest with you, nothing's going to really change unless you really do a big effort. But once a month, kind of look at how your state is for your age of your items from when they were created, because it'll ebb and flow, right? And you want to make sure it doesn't stay there. You want to keep down lower on the age, and it just depends. Then what you need to do is you really need to question it and go through, like, pick if you did a histogram, right? So I drew a line graph on the thing, but your histogram would be a bunch of squares, right? Right, little rectangles, maybe. Right, some rectangles all through the thing. And you pick which ones you want to look at. So you zone in maybe on the oldest ones, right? And I say, let's go through these and methodically kind of go through these. Are these still any good? Do we want to keep them? Do we want to reinvigorate them? Do we just want to junk them? I would say if you had anything over a year or so old, I'd junk it. Because technology's changed so much and the customer's tastes have changed so much in the past year. You can't use that data anymore for like, oh, this would be a good thing. And you know what? If it's really that good, it'll come back. Trust me, it'll come back. Well, we spent all this money. Yeah, then you should have got it implemented. But what we need to do is declutter so that we can focus on what we're doing, so those big backlogs don't distract us when we're get delivering value to the customer. Because what should we do next, right? And this is why I also say you should do every sprint some kind of like backlog prioritization. You look at some stuff and you can use the age of this stuff to see if there's anything there. You don't necessarily need the whole team to look at stuff to see if it's any good. Definitely that you want the product owner and people like that in there to see if it's any good or the stories are there. But it's something you can do once a month. You pull the data down, do a little spreadsheet action, figure out how old it is, create a histogram, and share it with everyone, right? Just don't keep it yourself. Share it to the team. Let them understand how these things are aging. Why do I say that? Craig, why do they need to know how old the backlog is and all this stuff? Because it's going to trigger some stuff in the brain, right? So they're going to see that a lot of stuff, if we don't maintain the data, bubbles, we got a cattail. If we don't maintain the data and keep it updated, one's going to get stale. One, it's going to look bad, and we're going to have a lot of bad junk that's going to stay in the system that's just going to confuse us. So by showing them this data, that they learn the impact also of not updating the data. See, there's a lot of little extra things like, oh, I could just do it with the product owner. They don't need to know, but it's good for them to know, right? It's good for them to know. And next week, I'm going to talk about aging features or epics. However you want to describe them. Some places call them features. Some places call them epics. Some systems do different things. Now you can do it with stories. Now you can also do it with epics too. So like at those or the features. I like to do that too. See, how old are these epics? And I'm going to next week talk about what to do with epics and how to prioritize which ones to work. Okay. And there's a little thing on that one. And I'm writing that down in my book because I thought about it as I was doing this episode. So I will do that next week. So I wanted to share that with you. See the test if you're a hoarder. If your graph looks like this and you got stuff way to the right or left, or depending on how you're looking at it, like really super aged histogram, then you're a hoarder, right? And you need to work on it. I had a group we focused on some. We had some bugs that were really old. I just went in there. I didn't even do the histogram part. I went in and say, give me all the old stuff that's been in the system for like a year or two or something like that. And the team did a really great job of, we had 70 of them, right? And they went through them and they got rid of all of them. Now there's nothing in there. I made a little sprint bucket, stored it in there, make decisions. So that's one of the other things I want to give you. What do you do now with you have these old issues? What I would do, now it may cause the agile accountants to have a hissy fit. I like to create a little sprint backlog, a little like old issue sprint backlog, junk backlog. And what I'll do is I'll grab everything that's in that furthest histogram on the chart and drop it in that backlog. And then what I do is I work with the team and have them go through it and the product owner and get rid of stuff. Sometimes they do carte blanche, just forget it. That's what you really want. If you ever watch the Hoarder Show, you want them to say, just forget it. Just get rid of it. I don't really have the time. I haven't spent any time on 2 years on the item or looked at it for 2 years. Let's just get rid of it. And then you get rid of it. Okay. But maybe it's really close to being done. I don't know. Maybe it's close and never got finished. So there might be a little variation. You throw it all in there and then you say the stuff that never got started versus stuff that almost got finished. Do we want to give it a shot to finish it and get the value out of that item? It's a question. Sometimes you just want to throw it out. That's the hoarder question. Do you hoard it and say, I can fix it? Or do you go, you know what? Done with it. We got so much work to do right now. I don't need to worry about it. Let's get it off the plate. Just get it out of the backlog. And you can archive it. You can whatever. There's a lot of ways to keep it in the system without actually deleting it. So you can do a lot of options like that too. So with that, I want to say you have a great day. Bubbles says goodbye. Bubbles, you want to say goodbye? They saw your butt. You're full of fur. Come here. Say, listen to my podcast. It's about the tales of me getting in trouble. Yeah. And you just stepped on your dog friend. About her and her sister and her dog friend. God, there's fur everywhere. I don't know if you can see it on the video, but there's fur everywhere. Anyway, you have a great day. Happy scrumming. And we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye. And Jerry's out the door.